McDonald's bet on their new Fish McBites to help lift the company out of financial doldrums this winter. The gamble didn't pay off. The new product didn't sell very well, and it's going to be pulled from the menu at the end of the month. But as KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, the McBites experiment wasn't a total flop, at least not for Alaskan fishermen.
McDonald's introduced their Fish McBites this winter with a splashy marketing campaign and a new jingle.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection, so take a trip to make it.
The company tried to spotlight the sustainable, wild-caught Alaskan pollock that goes into the fried nuggets in their ads. They even paid to put a special certification on their food packaging. Adding more fish to the menu was supposed to add up to more business for McDonald's and for Alaskan fishing fleets. But the McBites haven't been all they were cracked up to be. McDonald's couldn't sell enough of them in February to get out of a financial slump. And the marketing campaign became a punchline.
They haven't made much of a sales splash for McDonald's.
I can't imagine why not. If a fish sings at you from a plaque on the wall, don't you think, oh, I want to eat that now?
I'm there. Yes, slice it up.
But how do they taste? I asked Frank Kelty, a 30-year veteran of Alaska's fishing industry and a longtime fan of McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwich. How about McBites?
You know, they had some spices on them that I don't think I really cared for. They're a little, I don't know what it was, if it was lemon salt or something, but they weren't bad.
Marvin Nita is a food blogger and editor-in-chief of the website Impulsive Buy. He was equally noncommittal.
A mild, fishy flavor to it. It's not very strong, so even though the breading is kind of weak, it kind of like mutes a little bit of the flavor of the fish.
In other words, Fish McBites are bland.
Thankfully, McDonald's, they include a tartar sauce. So the tartar sauce makes it taste a whole lot better than if you just eat it plain.
Nita says he understands why McDonald's is taking Fish McBites off the menu in the United States at the end of the month. But the company says that was always the plan, that the McBites were a limited-time promotion for Lent. Still, despite the lukewarm reviews and sales, McBites may not be gone for good. As part of a new sales strategy, the company wants to start adding and subtracting new foods to the menu. McDonald's CEO Don Thompson described the plan at a conference in Boston this month.
You're going to see more products that will rotate in that we think may have broader appeal.
They won't say whether McBites will make the cut, but Alaskan pollock did. As part of the McBites marketing, McDonald's promised to use only certified sustainable wild Alaskan pollock in their restaurants from here on out. That's the main ingredient in Filet-O-Fish sandwiches, a menu staple. And those sandwiches aren't going anywhere. They're a bestseller at McDonald's stores in the U.S., where customers bought 200 million of them in 2012. In on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.
Fishy, fishy.